The Phantom Debt. Drowning in debt. Liam Turner sat at his kitchen table, staring at a pile of collection notices. The numbers were staggering: $27,000 in credit card debt, $40,000 in student loans, and $180,000 on a mortgage that felt more like a prison than a home. No matter how much he worked, the balances never seemed to go down. Interest rates climbed, late fees piled up. The banks always found a way to take more. His phone vibrated, another call from a debt collector. He ignored it. He already knew what they would say. More threats, more demands, more pressure to pay money he didn't have. He had followed the rules. Gotten a degree, gotten a job, paid his bills. But the harder he worked, the deeper the hole became. One evening, in a desperate attempt to find a way out, he turned to the internet. He wasn't looking for a miracle, just something the banks weren't telling him. What he found was shocking. "Debt is an illusion," read the first line of an obscure forum post. "Your signature creates the money. The banks lend you nothing." Liam scoffed. "That's impossible." But as he read further, the evidence was overwhelming. The illusion of debt, Liam spent weeks researching. What he found changed everything he thought he knew about money. Banks don't lend real money. When someone takes out a loan, the bank does not transfer any existing money. It creates new money based on the borrower's signature. The money never existed before the loan agreement was signed. The borrower is actually the creator of the funds, not the bank. Once the loan is paid back, the bank profits, while the borrower gets nothing. The entire system was a fraud, and yet millions of people were enslaved by it. One name kept coming up in his research: James Holloway, a former Wall Street insider who had exposed the entire banking scam before vanishing from the public eye. Liam knew what he had to do. He had to find Holloway, meeting the whistleblower. Tracking down Holloway wasn't easy. He had erased his online presence and disappeared from corporate finance. But after weeks of searching, Liam found a lead: a small private financial consulting firm operating outside of government oversight. When he arrived, he found an unmarked building. Inside, a man in his 60s sat behind a cluttered desk studying legal documents. "Mr. Holloway?" Liam asked. The man glanced up. His sharp blue eyes studied Liam for a moment before he nodded. "Depends on who's asking. I need to understand the truth about debt," Liam said. "I think I already know, but I need to hear it from someone who's been inside the system." Holloway smirked. "You already know the truth, kid. You just don't believe it yet." He leaned forward. "Let me show you something." Holloway pulled out a blank promissory note, the kind used in bank loans. "Sign your name at the bottom," he instructed. Liam hesitated, but signed. Holloway took the paper, slid it across the desk, and smiled. "Congratulations, you just created money." Liam's heart pounded. "But how?" "Because that's how all bank loans work," Holloway explained. "Your signature is the collateral. The bank doesn't lend you anything. You lend them your promise to pay, and they turn that into money." Liam sat back, stunned. "So every loan I've ever taken out, I was actually the one creating the money?" Holloway nodded. "Exactly. And that means you can legally challenge every debt you owe." Escaping the system, Liam dove deep into Holloway's knowledge. Over the next few weeks, he learned how to issue a legal debt validation request that forces banks to prove they actually lent real money. They can't. How to rescind a loan contract under consumer protection laws. How to lawfully discharge debt using legal loopholes. Banks hope you never find. Liam put the process to the test. He sent debt validation requests to every creditor he had. Weeks passed. The responses trickled in. "Unable to provide requested documentation. Debt is uncollectible. Account closed due to lack of verification. Loan contract rescinded per consumer rights law." One by one, his debts vanished. Then came the biggest test: his mortgage. Breaking the bank. Liam filed a quiet title action, challenging the validity of the mortgage loan. He demanded proof that the bank had actually loaned real money. Weeks passed. His case went to court. The bank's lawyer fumbled through paperwork, unable to provide a clear answer. The judge looked unimpressed. "If the lender cannot produce original documentation showing a legitimate debt, the court will rule in favor of the plaintiff." The bank couldn't. Case dismissed. Liam walked out of the courtroom a free man. His house was now his, free and clear. The final break, Liam had done the impossible. He had escaped the debt trap. but he knew he couldn't go back to using the banking system the way he once did. He took the next steps to becoming financially untouchable. He moved all assets into a private trust, protecting them from lawsuits or future claims. He stopped using Federal Reserve notes, switching to lawful money under 12 U.S.C. Tegger 411. He structured his business under a UBO trust, operating completely outside the public system. For the first time in his life, he was truly free. The truth about debt. Most people spend their entire lives working to pay off loans that never existed. They borrow from banks that don't lend real money. They spend decades repaying mortgages that were funded by their own signatures. They work themselves into the ground for nothing. Liam had discovered the secret. Debt is an illusion. The only way to win was to step outside the system completely. Are you ready to escape the phantom debt? Get the full legal templates and a private trust structures to protect your wealth forever with a trust fortress at trustentities.com.